It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Fields of Yogis is a yoga festival coming to the Nubo City Market in Cedar Rapids on August 19th and 20th. It's going to be an interactive two-day event showcasing not just yoga and, of course, classes for both beginners and advanced practitioners of yoga, but also introductions to belly dancing, aerial yoga, slacklining, and even burlesque. And joining us in just a few moments will be Allie Thompson, producer of the festival. But with me right now is Kat Cantrill. She is transformational coach and burlesque studio founder in Cedar Rapids. And Kat, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I appreciate it.
I was looking at information about the festival yesterday and going through all of the different offerings, and I thought, burlesque?
I know.
That's kind of an unusual thing to include in a yoga festival. Were you kind of surprised to get the invitation to be a part of this?
I was, actually. Allie had contacted me, and I've known Allie in the community, and she told me about this vision and what she was working on, and she wanted to meet with me, and her and I sat down, and I I looked at her, and I said, are you sure that this is, you know, that this would be a good match between what you're doing and what I do in the community? And she thought that it would be a good collaboration, and I said, why not? Let's do it.
Well, and help me understand why it is such a good fit, because I think people know what burlesque is generally, but your approach to teaching burlesque is very focused on helping women love their bodies. So
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about what you do.
So basically, what I always say is I just use burlesque as a tool. And Vitality was founded with the mission of giving women permission to love their bodies in the current form. And burlesque is one of those art forms where it embraces and loves women of all shapes and sizes. So one of the things that I have noticed in my many years of teaching and working with these women is by giving a woman permission to move her body, no matter what shape she's in, gives her so much freedom and allows her to really embrace her beautiful body. And that kind of goes hand in hand with what yoga does. Yoga helps you center yourself. It gives you the tools of meditation and really kind of being one with your body. Burlesque kind of does the same thing, just in a different, just turned up just a notch. So,
and you have a long background in dance. And I think a lot of people, when they think about dance, they think about different kinds of dance, but always this pressure to fit a certain body type and a certain mold within whatever kind of dance you're doing. How did you come to this place where you found burlesque as a kind of dance that does embrace body types, all different kinds of body types?
Well, my story is I went through my own transformation, and I got married at a young age, had children, had danced my whole life, but had completely given that up when I decided to have children. And once my children started to grow, I really missed dancing. I knew that that was an important part, but my body had changed so much. And I was constantly telling myself, well, I can't do this because my body's not the same. I'm not in shape anymore. I didn't have the means to actually even go to a dance class as an adult woman. So I started doing some research, and I was 38 years old, which is another no-no in the dance world, because when you start your own studio, you're usually in your 20s. And I decided that I was a single mom. I had two teenagers, fell in love with the art of burlesque, knew that I wasn't the only woman out there who needed this, who needed a place to go to feel safe and to feel welcomed and to love themselves. So instead of trying to search and find the place, I just decided at 38 years old and as a single mom just to open Vitality myself. Wow. So.
Well, and as part of this festival, if you are doing an introductory class with people, somebody who's never encountered burlesque before,
yes,
what's the first thing you do?
So one of the very first things I do is tell them a little bit more about the history of burlesque and why it's important to open your mind. And I am the queen of making you uncomfortable. So I immediately break down the barrier walls and ask women what is the one thing on their body that they love. And you would not believe the hesitation that women have. And I always have this rule that it has to be from the neck to the knees. I know that you have a beautiful sense of humor and you have beautiful eyes, but women don't complain about those things when they complain about their body. They usually complain about the area between their neck and their knees. And these women sit there and sometimes they almost break into tears because there's never been a woman who actually looks at another woman and says, tell me what you love about your body. It's always this negative talk. And on the flip side, when I ask them what they don't like about their body, they have a list.
Right.
Hand, you know, fingers and toes, they can name all of the items on their body that they don't like. So immediately right off the bat, I help women start embracing their body immediately. So.
Wow. I'm talking with Kat Cantrell about burlesque right now. She's a transformational coach and burlesque instructor, the studio founder at Vitality in Cedar Rapids. And she'll be part of this festival, Fields of Yogis, coming up August 19th and 20th at Nubo City Market in Cedar Rapids. And with me now also is producer of the festival, Allie Thompson. Hello, Allie.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you for coming. And I think already we're getting an idea that this is designed to be a different kind of yoga festival. Give me kind of the outline. What is your vision? What were you hoping to accomplish with this?
Well, when I started this, I really wanted to bring something that is in big cities like Denver and in San Francisco and New York, and they have these wonderful yoga conventions and festivals with all these beautiful presenters. And one thing I noticed going to festivals is that they have not only just yoga, but they have speakers and they had like some Pilates. But with mine, I wanted to give it a little different vibe. I wanted to add the music aspect, and I love having Kat Control as part of it to bring in the love your body, open your mind to burlesque. And also I'm doing, we have people who are singing bowls, so like music therapy and hula hooping, belly dancing, aerial arts, slackline yoga, which is this like tightrope walking, learn a different style of balance, take you kind of, like she said, out of your comfort zone. And oh, my gosh. I feel like the list goes on.
And you've tried to create a festival where the barrier to involvement is low. Because, I mean, there are many yoga festivals around the state and around the nation where sometimes you need to be very committed to yoga practice to get involved. And, of course, there is a high price tag as well. But you wanted people who haven't really been involved in this world to feel comfortable coming.
I want the yoga novice to be like, oh, there's something there for me too. Like, I find a lot of my friends tell me either A, that it's too expensive, or B, that they can't bend like a pretzel, or they don't have the practice. And that's where you get to find. Our motto is choose how you grow. So if you come here, I'm hoping that you find an avenue that expands your experience on either your yoga mat or outside the yoga mat, and bringing new depths to you personally.
Now, Cedar Rapids has gone through kind of a transformation in the last really 8, 9, 10 years in particular, and a lot of it after the floods of 2008. And there's been a lot of revitalization. Of course, Nubo City Market was part of reclaiming that area from the flood. But it's also very interesting to see some of the really interesting cultures that have been springing up in Cedar Rapids and the things that people are pursuing. How do you see the culture in Cedar Rapids changing and making something like this possible?
Well, that's the kind of neat part that I really wanted to showcase how we've changed. Like, I used to live in Iowa City when the flood of 08 happened, and I'm kind of a transplant to Cedar Rapids. So it's been really amazing to watch as these buildings come up and the community just comes together to build a new atmosphere in a place that was washed away. And the restaurants to the shops and the people, it's a totally different vibe. Like we're trying to be, as I like to call it, cool. I feel like Cedar Rapids doesn't always have that idea that it's a cool place to go, but we really have a lot to offer, and nobody knows about that unless you bring them. And so trying to bring something that also would entice people not only from Cedar Rapids, but from Iowa City and Des Moines and maybe even outside the state to come visit us and see kind of how cool we are now that we've rebuilt and revitalized. And I mean, seeing like the buildings being refurbished and just keeping their historic integrity is really cool too.
Well, and I feel like 10 years or 15 years ago, if somebody had been starting a burlesque studio, somebody would have said, you can't do that in Cedar Rapids. You need to do that in Iowa City.
Oh, I still get that on occasion. Oh, yes, absolutely. That maybe your idea belongs more in Chicago or one of the major cities. But I mean, Vitality is celebrating their 3-year anniversary, which is huge for a small business. And I know when other people look at my business plan, they think that I was kind of crazy to do what I did. But speaking of downtown, Vitality is actually moving into the Smolkopf's building right downtown, because that's where we think that we belong, is in that energy, because the energy down there is so amazing and it's growing and the people just come and hang and drink coffee and just enjoy each other's company. So the fact that she's having this festival downtown or right in Newbo it's going to be amazing. I'm really excited.
Do you have people who drive from towns around to come to Vitality?
I have students from Dubuque and Davenport. I have students that come all the way from Riverside, so they'll drive 45 minutes each way just to come to class. And so when we were relocating and I was looking for a new place to move, it was really important to not move too far away so they didn't have to add so much of an extra drive to have these women come. But yeah, they come from all over. Yeah.
It's exciting. And yes. Again, that's something that you wouldn't necessarily have seen happening.
Exactly. Yes.
You also have a performance troupe.
I do.
Out of the studio.
Yes.
Where do you perform?
So the performance troupe is called the Va Va Voom, and when I started the studio, it was a vision of mine to put together a group. And once the students started to come and the classes started to fill, I realized that there was a huge need for these women, because I can only build their confidence up so much in the studio that there's something to be said when a woman actually gets to grace the stage and perform and really show the audience her newfound confidence. So we have performed at Limebridge Brewery. We've performed Coralville Center for the Performing Arts. We've performed at Giving Tree Theater. We've performed we're actually performing at Blue Moose, which is right here in Iowa City, next month. And we've performed at Theater of Cedar Rapids, which was huge for us, and they actually asked us back. So we'll be performing there in October.
So will there be also a performance as part of the festival?
No performance is a part of the festival. But whoever attends the workshop, they'll be taught a routine, and they'll get to perform whoever wants to see. So,
yeah. Allie, have you been hearing from people so far who are planning on coming? Are you drawing people mostly from Cedar Rapids, or is there a broader area that's thinking about coming?
I do have some people from like Des Moines coming. I'm actually going to be in Des Moines tomorrow night at the Heritage Art Gallery teaching a yoga class, which I'm kind of excited about because I don't really know a ton of the Des Moines yogis, because I kind of stay in my little circle of Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. And so knowing these guys, like I have, like when I look at my ticket sales, I kind of know all of them. It's really funny. I'm like, oh, all my best friends are going to be there. Yay. Yes. But everybody I talk to is really excited. And the few Des Moines yogis I've gotten to help kind of promote the event, they really want to see people come in from out of town to join this festival. So that's pretty neat.
Obviously, you are really hoping to have a successful festival, but is there a long-range vision as well? What do you hope comes out of this?
Well, I mean, if I don't do well this year, I'm still going to do it again next year, put it that way. Like, I could completely tank. I'm still planning on doing this next year, no matter what. And I really want to see this grow into something more. Maybe we have this one in Cedar Rapids, but we also could bring life somewhere else. I like the idea that this brings something new to a community that might not have something like this and that it is affordable and accessible to the masses. I mean, I've talked about it to a few different people that are in my, like, my inner circle of, because it's not just me putting on this festival. I may be like the ringleader, but I have tons of people helping me. I'd love to see this grow outside of Iowa, you know, because there's more than just Cedar Rapids, Iowa that needs stuff like this.
Well, and so bringing a yoga festival to Cedar Rapids is one thing. And we were talking earlier about really the broad array of people who are coming, who are involved in not just yoga. There are many yogis that are mm-hmm. coming, but all of these other areas of discipline as well. And some of them are kind of new, maybe a little fringy, growing, acro yoga, the slacklining, the hula hooping, the burlesque, all of that. So is this also a hope to sort of bring these ideas to a broader audience?
Yeah, because we don't actually have a ton of acro yoga in Cedar Rapids. We do have some. We don't have a lot of aerial arts or burlesque, for sure. I mean, you've pretty much set the stage, Kat. So I am hoping that it opens people's minds, because when they think of these things, they don't always think, oh, I should really get actively involved. They're like, oh, that'd be fun on like a Saturday.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Well, I hope it's a tremendous success. Allie Thompson, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Allie Thompson, producer of the Fields of Yogis Festival, coming up August 19th and 20th at Nubo City Market in Cedar Rapids. And Kat Kentrill, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Kat Kentrill, a transformational coach and burlesque studio founder. Vitality is her studio in Cedar Rapids. Talk of Iowa is produced by Lauren Knutson, Lindsay Moon, Claire Roth, and Emily Woodbury. Dennis Reese, also our executive producer, is Catherine Perkins. Follow us on Twitter at IPR Talk. I'm there too, at Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.